Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to a special edition of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keys, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Also, you can send me an email. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@Hotmail.com. Well, I want to say thank you so much for tuning in past 700 and almost 35,000 downloads of the podcast. Wow, could not have done that without your help. Just wanted to say thank you for that, and I hope you have enjoyed the show. You just heard Black Star Rising from K-Sun's new album at Free. It's coming out on May 28th. You can check it out streaming, actually, on OK Player's website, but it's coming out officially on May 28th. He was on the show before. He had an album out called Lying on a Leash, and then he did an EP called Outside the Barcode, which he actually gave away for free, which was awesome. I'm going to try to reach out to him now. We're doing a Skype call here, so please be patient with, you know, technology, but I think we'll be able to reach him. I hope you're having a great night. You can call into the show, 646-929-0368. Good evening. Nope. Hi. Can you hear me?
How you doing? Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah, great. Thanks. Nice to see, hear from you. I say see, but nice to speak to you again.
Yes, yes, likewise.
Yeah, we had a great interview. I was listening to it the other day just getting ready for this one, and we talked about a lot of stuff. I mean, we were talking about, like, racism and propaganda, and you not being a revolutionary, even though I think you are trying to be revolutionary with your music.
Yeah, I remember that. That was a great interview. I remember that. It was a good experience.
So what have you been doing? I mean, that was last year. You've been working on this album. Have you been touring a lot? What's going on?
Yeah, I played a lot of spot dates. Most of them were acoustic. And I also went back to Ghana and did a show there. And been recording, yeah, basically.
So the last time you were on, you were getting ready to play with K-Non. How was that?
Yes. That was great. That was a really good show. Great memory from this year, for sure.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I really set things off.
So now on this album, you have a couple repeats on this album, and you have some kind of redos. One of them is Lion Unleashed.
Yeah.
And why did you decide to do that, to make a redo Lion on the Leash?
Yeah, that was just kind of like a in-the-moment decision. Because what had happened was when we played that show, that song by the band, it always came really, really, really took well with the band. It was actually, the original version was done just live on the floor, just two takes, figured, we have time, we can try a version of it. So we just went with it titled it differently so it wouldn't get confused with the other, which was a very different energy. You know, but we didn't want to make it seem like it's a same song, you know.
Let me say for the audience, this is a Lion Unleashed from K-Sun's album.
Brave, brave, hot-headed people. Evil. Deep down, I'm not treated equal. Yeah.
But now you came on with this album. You have a little softer side. You have a couple really, I would say, real mellow. You seem much, it's more mature, relaxed kind of sound, like, you know, Shipping the Globe and stuff, you know. Do you feel more relaxed, more, like, at ease with your, you know, your skills now? Or what do you think, what's changed now?
Between the two records, definitely. I think what you probably hear online, Alicia, is...
Yeah, I definitely hear a difference. Let me play... This is a really interesting sound, Lead Loaded Letter. That was a really heavy one. So let me play that with them.
Not be as restricted. Obviously, I was working with people that encouraged me to do that, so as not to be stuck in just an idea of myself.
Hello?
Yeah, is it better now?
It's better now. Okay.
Yeah. You're asking about the video.
The video and the foundation that helped you much. I want to know more. How did you connect with them? How did you get that funding?
That's one of the advantages of being a mission. And it's very it's accessible to most.
Rolling a rope, but my rolling came too slow. I'm happy, you know.
Lighthearted, kind of, you know, almost surf dude, and in the video you're like music back, chilling, you know. So can you surf? No,
I wish.
Can you surf? What do you do for fun? Do you ride motorcycle? You skateboard? What's your fun activity?
What activity? I walk everywhere. I walk a lot. I like to travel.
Okay.
You have to be outdoors too, but not so much here. In Ghana, I do that more. Here, I don't as much.
Yeah, what about weather?
Yeah, a lot. And yeah, just conversations too. Reading and getting together with people. I love getting together with people.
Like this technology, do you feel like we're being disconnected by it, or do you think we're more connected because of the technology?
It's a different kind of connection. I think we're definitely more connected. Like somebody said, I heard him say, he said, you have the capacity now to be in touch with everyone you ever met or anyone you ever met.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true, but it's not the same kind of interaction. You know, if you're sitting like with somebody, like the person's presence and just like... And just like that is very different. It's not going through this machine, and you're not hiding behind something, you know. So
it's
a form of being connected, but I'll say it's a shallow form of being connected. And you know, interactions and relationships and conversations can be in that realm, you know.
you can start it there, but then it's like you said, it'll be artificial because the truth still comes when you are face to face. There's like I think we all just have energy and it's like a physical amount. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was saying, like, where did you like, since you've been touring so much, where was the best place that you've been?
Oh, let me think about it. The business last year, right?
Yeah, last year.
The show in Ghana was really, really good. There was a show in Montreal that I really liked, too. It was, they had this festival, Nuit d'Afrique.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty good. That was a good experience.
Minorities in Toronto or other parts of the globe, do you feel that it's still the same?
Oh, if anything, it just seems like things aren't changing at all in that way. I think people are, what I feel has changed maybe is that people are more aware and getting their news from other sources now.
Mm-hmm.
And not so reliant on big media for their information.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, there's still problems in the city with shooting young, black youth. And it's still portrayed in the same one-dimensional way. So that hasn't changed at all. But people talk about it. People have always been there, but no, voices are getting louder. Tragic, environment around where people live and where immigrant communities are.
Yeah. From K-Sun's new album. Check us on Twitter at K-Sun. Also check out his website, ksunmusic.com. So talking about where immigrants, minorities,
of all places, I would have never imagined Stockholm have riots, you know?
I think they're in shock. I mean, I think they were in their little la-la land, maybe post-racial land, yay, we're a great society, we have a great quality of life. No, so I just wanted to, it coincides with what you're saying, that some things might have changed, people are more aware, but I think it's still oblivion to issues that immigrants are facing.
Land Rover, rolling over, blowing petrol, you blow my mind. Travel that road, not to city, to and fro, them they rob on the mind. Time and time and again, yeah. Time and time and the way. Time and time and again, yeah. Time and time and again, yeah. Time and time and the way. Time and time and again, yeah. We are wide awake. We are wide awake. We are wide awake. And nobody leaves them.
Well, that was way, that was from your other album, and even in pristine places like Sweden, there's uprising. And the other year in London, it's crazy. What they can do, what they need to do, distribution of wealth, what do you think about?
Wow. There is denial about how comfortable people are with living with people from other backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
I think Americans are very open because historically it's been just right off the bat, in your face confrontation, racism. But here it's been this kind of hidden, camouflaged sort of environment where everything is presented as and things are not to be disturbed and things are not to be pointed out. And I think it may be similar in a place like Sweden, and that's why you have these riots. And I feel like people need to be more open about expressing their frustration. Even if it's if you're racist, come out and express it so people know that, okay, this is what we are up against,
Mm-hmm.
But well, that we don't know why things aren't being fairly distributed. They'll give you this long bureaucratic argument. Meanwhile, it's just race-based, or, you know, like a misconception about other people and what their what problems confront them, you know. So it's a this denial, and it just like explodes eventually, you know.
Well, I think people, it's about who's worthy for help and who's not, and who's being lazy. I mean, these are issues in terms of social welfare that have, you know, forever and ever. And people feel like, you know, you work hard, then you're going to be successful, and you have all this opportunity. Mm-hmm. Yet they don't see the roadblocks because they don't have the roadblocks. Because of their color, the roadblocks right. don't ever appear for them.
Right, right.
So some cases they are oblivious, and some cases they are malicious because they are actually putting up the roadblock. You know, so it's like some are not, and some are putting the roadblock. And so they everything's
they
fine.
Away with it because nobody thinks the roadblocks really exist, right? Because this idea of a just society that doesn't really, you know what I mean? Like Sweden has this like mantra of like socialism left over from
yeah.
East, you know, but their government is now very conservative, and nobody talks about that, you know. So it's yeah, it's interesting stuff.
Well, we've had another great conversation, and I really thank you for your patience. A technology just out of our control, and I want to thank the audience, too, for their patience with the technology. So you're going to be doing the show on Saturday?
Yes, show for CBC Music Festival.
Who else is playing on the festival with you?
A few friends of Sam Roberts, who's a well-known Canadian songwriter of Monsters and Men,
mm-hmm.
from Sweden, I think. Interesting.
Can people still buy tickets to the show?
A friend of mine just texted me saying that they're sold out, so I'm not sure. Yeah.
Wow. But that's great for you that it's sold out. It means it's going to be a really hype audience.
Yeah, I'm not complaining at all.
Well, I wish you much success with this your second full album. Yeah. Oh, tell me. Now, I understand that the album's name is your middle name?
Yeah, it's my middle name, but it's originally, I was named after my father. And it's like custom with the Ashanti tribe to name after the respected elder. So that was how come I got his name.
Wow, that's great. Well, I wish you much success, and hopefully others are looking for you, so to speak, with this album.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, well, you have a great day, and I will, I'm sure, talk to you again when you have another album coming out.
Thank you so much.
All right, have a good evening.
Thank you.
I just got off the phone with Kay Sun. Follow him on Twitter at Kay Sun. Also, check out his webpage, ksunmusic.com. I'm going to be giving away a copy of his new album, so you want to follow me at Joy Keys and become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Morning with Joy Keys. I hope you enjoy the show. And this Saturday, I'll be speaking with Moroccan singer Ahmed Salt Sultan. And so tune in Saturday, 11 a.m. Eastern. It's Black Star Rising.
It's where I heard the future call. I'm sure.